Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, and money-making Manhattan, home of Bashani Radio App.
New York, here we come!
From Wall Street to the boogie down Bronx, keep it locked in. We started from the bottom, now we here. Bashani Radio App, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Now we here.
Good evening, and welcome to another edition of Late Night with Benny Love. Yours truly, your Chief Love Officer, right? Did you miss me? I miss you. I promise you I did, right? Remember, you can always listen to all the other episodes exclusively on Bashani Radio app. Download it for free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or if you're from the old school and you just want to listen online, you can go to BashaniRadio.com and click on the Late Night with Benny Love icon, and it'll take you right there so you can listen to this and all other past episodes. It's a beautiful day in New York tonight, and I just hope you're going to ride with me. Today I'll be going to the VIP list and reading an email from a dedicated listener. And you guys, all right, let me just be open and clear. You guys have been beating me up. You know, the guys in the email list, you claim that I don't answer no emails or read no emails from the men. And that's just not true. I do. But a lot of times the women questions, they're a lot more better. I'm just messing with you. But you gotta remember, guys, the women were here long before you guys showed up. I just want to be clear with that, all right? But this show is for everybody, and I hope that I can help you, you know, because as I'm helping you, I'm helping myself, right? I'm your Chief Love Officer, Benny Love, right here on BashaniRadio.com or Bashani Radio app. Man, I tell you, I just love doing this show. It's been, the weather has been really hot here, and then it goes to rain and back to heat. And I don't know what it is, dude, but I'm going to keep you on fire right here, right? So today's email comes from Charles. Charles is in Arizona. And Charles says, "Hi, Benny Love. You always answer the women emails. You always read the women emails. Well, I got one, and hopefully I'll hear you answer this live on the air. I've been dating this young lady for almost 5 years now, getting really, really serious about her, and I think I'm ready to put a ring on it. But lately, I've been getting this gut feeling that I think that she might be cheating on me or fooling around with another guy. It's just, I believe that some of the things that are occurring because there may be another man in her life. So my question is, how do you tell when your woman is cheating on you? Thank you so much, Charles." Charles, that's a powerful question right there. And I just want to be absolutely clear. I am not a dating expert. I'm not a relationship expert. I have my own issues just like you. But what I am is a man who's learned a lot from past relationships. Was married for 10 years, got divorced, had some very interesting relationships and some not so interesting relationships. But one thing I can hold for true, Charles, and it's this. There's only so many ways to do something when it comes to relationships. So over the years, here's some of the things I've learned because, yes, even me, the sexiest voice in the world, Benny Love, has had a woman who decided it was better to go somewhere else than stay with the sexiest man in the world. I bet she regretted now, right? I was a young dude then, so it's probably a lot I needed to learn. So it's all good, you know, because it's those experiences that have taught me to be who I am right now. So Charles, I'm going to do my best to answer these questions. I'm going to give you a few little tips to kind of recognize it. It's really going to be up to you because only you know your relationship, right? But I will give you some subtle signs that all women, and even though I'm talking to Charles and I'm talking about women, this can also be for men, okay? So let's get started. Tip number one, she's starting to seem distracted. Here's what I know, Charles. When you first meet that woman, whatever is going on at that moment, those are what I call the normal energy. That's the normal energy. Pay attention to how it was when you started off against where you are right now, years later, right? When she used to give you attention, and now that it seems like she's being disconnected from the relationship in many ways, that's probably a sign that you probably need to kind of start paying more attention to. Because remember, when a woman is all into you, you will know it. You would feel it every time they talk to you. You know, because see, here's what the problem happens. It's hard to give 2, 3, or 4 people the same exact amount of attention. You understand? So when she was only with you, she only had to focus on you. So if there is another man now, guess what? She has to focus on him. And what that means is the moment you are no longer focusing on number one, now you're focusing on number two. Number one will start to see and feel the signs. So pay attention to the feelings. You know what I mean? Because when their actions and their energy starts to change, I mean, it could be harmless flirting or whatever it may be, but I can tell you, when the distractions happen, that's when you gotta pay attention to the gut. You know what I mean? She may be trying to slowly push you away so that you will call things off. You know what I mean? And then she comes out like the, you know, the good, not the bad person, when really it was a manipulative move. All right. So if she seems a little distracted on a consistent basis, I can promise you that's probably something you need to look into. Number two, she's dressing different. Okay. You've been with her long enough to know how she rocks. See, if she always dress fly, then it's very easy. That's not going to be a good thing to address it by. She always looks good. You understand? But let's just say, for the sake of this conversation, she dress perfect, and then all of a sudden she starts putting on jeans and dressing down and not taking care of herself. Maybe it could be that the person who she now has interest is also a person who kind of dresses down. So now she's trying to fit into his energy and to his wave. You understand? So that's the only way you can kind of gauge that. But, you know, I in no way are any of these the first, second, third things to notice, but collectively, the things I'm telling you will start to give you a little insight that something's not right. And usually you can feel it inside because our intuition is very, very powerful. And sometimes women, they don't want to feel guilty, or maybe they do feel guilty every time they talk to you because they know they are talking to someone else and giving that person attention. You never know how far it has went already, but I can assure you there is something probably going on. Okay. Sign number three. She doesn't invite you out with her friends. All right. And if she's in love with you, and even though she might be, you know, a social butterfly, she will invite you out at some points. Maybe not all the time, you know what I mean? Because there's some people who got a lot of people in their lives. But if she starts spending more time with her friends and leaving you at home, and if she isn't inviting you out or insisting that you stay home and watch the game, or like, you should be concerned, because that means she's not giving you all the details about the get together either. Okay? Because here's what I found out in my years of dating, that women have a way of leaving out certain details. Okay? How was your night out? It was excellent. You and the girls had a lot of fun? Yes, we did. Cool. Who else was there? Just people around. I don't really know. But then later on, you see a picture, right? And there's like four or five guys there with a friend. You'd be like, hold up. You didn't tell me that there was some gentleman in the place. Oh, that was so-and-so's friend. You know, that's when she's playing the innocent. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? I'm, you know, because it's always easier to say I'm with so-and-so, especially when you don't know so-and-so. Okay? These are all signs. Nothing's written in stone, but these are all signs. And these can be for women and it can be for men. But right now I'm just focusing on the emotional aspect of women. So they tend to do it a little different. Maybe on another show, I will focus on the emotional aspect of men to give the women a little bit more insight. But right now, today, it's about the women. And this is for Charles, so y'all can stop beating me up in the email. You know what I mean? Tip number four. She starts talking about the future different. You know what I mean? If she isn't including you in her plans, there's a good reason for that. Part of the trouble with that is your partner may be very good at explaining away why things are the way they are. You know what I mean? So there's some people, some women that are very, very good with giving you their facts, not the facts. See, there's a difference between the facts and their facts. You understand? Their facts keeps them in a secure environment. The facts will set them up for exposure. So you have to understand if they're giving you the facts or their facts. And that, you know, these are little things I've just learned over the way. You see what I'm saying? Right here, this is a number five. This is a little doozy. She starts paying a lot of attention on her phone. You know, sure, everybody pays attention to their phones these days, right? But if she's choosing to stroll through the social media or respond to texts instead of talking to you, you will be right to question those motives. You understand what I'm saying? They may be trying to avoid receiving any questionable calls or texts in your presence. So they may be, you know, texting that other person to make sure they're not going to interrupt or blow them up during the time when they may be with you and vice versa. They may be doing it with you. For instance, if she knows that she's going to go out at night, then she'll probably call you a lot in the morning. You understand what I'm saying? That way you don't bother with her at night. You understand what I'm saying? These are little tidbits I learned. I learned a lot of these when I was like in my 20s and 30s, man, because I don't know what was happening back then. At least the women I date nowadays, they're a little bit more mature and they pretty much been through, you know, that little hoopla of, you know, playing those type of games. So, but like I said, if she's on that phone and he doesn't realize what she is doing, but if she's having an affair, you can bet that she will be defensive and insulted by the assumption that she is doing anything other than updating her latest selfie pictures or talking to her friends, coworkers, family. Like, they will get agitated, you know, because you are treading a territory that they don't want you to understand and they don't feel comfortable in. And they might be a person that don't like the lie, but they will lie for their survival. You understand what I'm saying? So I hope these are just tips. I'm just running these down from my head. They're in no particular order. You know what I mean? But number six, she's not interested in getting physical anymore. Now, how many times have you heard, everybody's had one relationship, right? Where, you know, she'd be like, oh, I got a headache. You know, lately I haven't been very sexual. Just, I don't know, just I'm out of it, you know, stressed a little bit. You know, of course relationships have up and downs. But if you feel like she is pulling away from you and not wanting to be intimate, there's a reason. Because here's what you got to realize about women, which is different from men. When a woman gets intimate with a man, she is always the receiver. I don't care how good she is at her game, she is still the receiver and the man is always the giver. Even when a woman would say, oh, I did him. No, you got did, but you got did on your terms. But women are built to be the receiver and men are built to be, you know, the giver when it comes to that intimacy. So, but when a woman gets intimately with another man, there's a bond created, the same bond that's created when they have kids. You understand? And it's very hard for her not to feel that. You understand? And it's because that connection. Whereas a man can have sex with a woman and leave it right there. I don't know how he does it, but he can have it. You know, maybe because we don't push out those type of hormones that a woman has causing that connection. That's why it's harder for a woman to be thoroughly engrossed in two men at the same time. One of them are going to get the lack job. You understand what I'm saying? Because she can't give her all to two people. It is one at a time or one and a half. You know, so one of them is going to start to get the lackadaisy type of intimacy. You understand? I hope that makes sense. You know, I'm just running down these things that I've learned and, you know, and going from there. Number seven, this is a good one right here. She's too busy for you. All right. If she's got a full plate and no room to spend time with you together, but you used to spend time all the time together, trust me, something went wrong. I can promise you something went wrong. All right. Because here's what I do know in relationships. We make time for anything that we want to make time for. That I can promise you, ladies and gentlemen. And that is just a fact. Okay. I don't care if the world is falling down, but if we want to make time for it, you know, I'm a successful man. And I can tell you, you will make time for whatever or whomever you want to make time for. I don't care if you got 1,000 shows you need to do. I don't care if you got 800 jobs. You will still make time for those who you want to make time for. So when she all of a sudden is awfully busy, but she wasn't busy in the first year that y'all was rocking, that probably let you know somebody else is operating in her psyche. You see what I'm saying? Meaning people who are usually cheating tend to engage in sins of omission. Okay. Which means, they operate on a need to know basis, which is not healthy for a relationship. Like, I will tell you when you need to know, but right now you don't need to know. I as Dr. V would say sometimes, I hope you guys are picking up what I'm putting down. Right here with Late Night with Benny Love on Bashani Radio, baby. Bashani Radio app, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com exclusively. You can't find this on all other networks. You got to be right here on Bashani Radio app, baby. All right, let's go to the next one. She doesn't make time for you anymore. I think I kind of alluded to that in the next thing. The most interesting aspects of the day may relate to their new flirtation. They can be more devastating than sexual infidelity as it applies to the intimacy. You understand? So when there's always an excuse now for why they can't give you this time or why they can't give you this whatever, that is a tip, ladies and gentlemen, that maybe your significant other is stepping out. You understand what I'm saying? There is a and here's a real obvious one. You want to marry this girl and she won't accept your marriage proposal. She got excuses for why she ain't really ready or whatever. And that might be so, but even if they're not ready, they would do things to make sure you feel comfortable. Especially when you're really in a committed relationship. But if she's not giving you any leeway in that, that means she probably don't see you as her future counterpart or significant other. Okay? So you can keep that in your mind right there, because if she's really into you, trust me, you will know. Okay? We get down to the last few things that I've learned. Now, this is a good one. The human body is amazing in its capacity for discerning the truth in others. You heard what I said? The human body is amazing in its capacity for discerning the truth in others. You caught her telling lies, and she got aggravated when you caught her telling lies, and she felt guilty because she knows she's lying, right? She didn't check her facts prior to answering that question or whatever it may be. You know what I mean? It may be hard to trust her anyway if you already caught her telling lies about who is she with and where she has been. You see what I'm saying? I'm here and I'm there until something shows up and it's like, okay, I was there, but I forgot to tell you about this part of it. You understand? For whatever reason, women try to hide these mistakes instead of just owning up to it. Men do the same, but a lot of times they'll try to just hide them instead of owning up to it. Nobody wants to be exposed as liars, and sometimes it's just more comfortable to continue the ruse until they can't continue it no more. All right. Now, this is a really, really good one. You can pay attention to here. She starts to get mad when you ask questions. If you've gotten to the point of frustrations and feel like you need to talk about what's going on, she'll be angry when you start asking her questions if she's cheating on you. You know what I mean? Or she's even thinking about it, she'll lash out at you and somehow make it your fault that you would even ask her the questions. You know the old thing, like, how dare you? How dare you? But let me tell you something about the human body. There's a thing inside of us called the soul. And that soul tells a lot about who we are. And I like to say it like this, ladies and gentlemen. The mouth and the mind can lie, but the vibrations only speak the truth, because the vibrations don't know how to do anything else but the truth. That's why people who were not quite telling you the truth would try to avoid you more than anything, because it may expose who they really are. You understand? If that makes sense. So if she starts getting mad, and let me tell you something, this can happen with men too, but if she starts to get mad when you are angry, when you start asking questions of her cheating on you, because remember, if you are not guilty, there would be no reason to get mad, correct? Think about that. That's like if you come to me and said, you robbed my house. And I'm like, I don't even know where you live, bro. Stop it. You know what I mean? I have nothing to hide. You can ask 1,000 questions and you get the same answer. Or if you say, you robbed my house. And you say, no, I didn't. I wasn't even by your house the other day. I wasn't nowhere near your house. I don't even go by your house no more. But they forgot that like 2 weeks ago you seen them at the neighbor's house. So you know they do come around in the neighborhood, right? But it's somehow they forgot that part right there, right? So when they get mad when you start asking questions and they don't just come forth, it's usually they're trying to rationalize their behavior in their own mind. You know, one way they do this is to push blame on you. Often their internal justifications for cheating leak out and they behave judgmentally toward you and your relationships. It suddenly seems like nothing you do is right, or that things that used to not bother your partner suddenly do. Or if it's getting pushed away, that could be a strong indication. You know, I learned that from Robert West. He's a PhD. And that's very powerful. People will lie and try to hide their truth, will go to great lengths to keep themselves and their integrity safe. It's not personal. It's about their inability to face the truth. All right. I only got a few more and then I'm going to be out of here, Charles. And I really hope you did. I gave you a whole show, brother. You know what I mean? And Charles, there's way more women that listen to this show than men. So, brother, don't take it personal when I focus on the women, because that's who's been here for me the whole time, brother. But, you know, understand it, brother. I'm doing it for you right now. All right. Another one, Charles, is she on the edge all the time? You know, if you're just hanging out, she seems a little cranky or nervous. She might be having major feelings of guilt about her actions, and she will project those feelings onto you and try to make you feel bad for the way you are. That way it gets off of her. You know what I mean? It was Lillian Glass, a PhD in the Oprah magazine, who said, you can tell if your partner's hiding something, if they're rocking back and forth when they're chatting with you. This shows you a sign of nervousness. I don't know, Lillian, about that part, because I rock just to rock myself to sleep, so I don't know about that one. You know what I mean? She still cares enough to try to protect you from what's really going on. And one of my last few is she's found new hobbies and interests. You know, what happens when people fall in love, they start to become interested in their new partner and is interested in, and they try to best learn about it. You understand? So what ends up happening is they start to take an interest in what their partner does. And when they become fascinated with this and that, that's usually a sign that maybe new romantic partners are always open to different parts of someone's personality. You understand? Because it was Dr. I think Caroline Matten who said part of falling in love with someone is what they like. It becomes fascinating to you. You understand what I'm saying? And so you start to pay a little bit more attention to what their interests are. So if your partner's taking up a new hobby or become obsessed with a new TV show, this might be a subtle sign that they met someone new. That's what I heard someone say before. And I don't know about the TV show part. You might be stretching it a little bit. But they will start to have the interest in what the other person does because that fit into where their mindset is right there. Right? I'm going to drop two more on you and then we're going to be out of here. Charles, these two you really need to pay attention to. She's avoiding contact. Okay? Is she going to bed extremely early or later to avoid talking to you? Is she not nearly as responsive as she used to be when you were chatting to her on the phone or messenger? You know, there's a lot of different things that starts to happen with the body when we begin to fall in love or we begin to have the attention of someone else. We begin to do these little things without even actually knowing. That's why I've always found myself to only deal with one woman at a time because, dude, it already takes a lot of energy to be with one woman. So trying to be with two or three men, that's just a whole lot. But some women, that might who they've been all their life. So if they've been like that, it's going to be very hard for them to break it and be just committed to you. You understand? Even though you might be the best thing that happened in their life, but it's old habits sometimes are really, really hard to break. You understand? So you got to pay attention to that. You know, is she finding ways to avoid contact, especially when and this is when I found out myself is that when she's with that other person, that's going to be the hardest time for you to reach her because she knows there is no conversation she can have with you on that phone while that other person is around without that other person, even if that other person knows about you. You see what I'm saying? There's certain conversations that she can have with you, but she's not going to be able to have that with the other person sitting there because that's going to make the other person feel some type of way if she's like, oh, whatty, whatty, buddy, buddy with this person and, you know, lovey-dovey with you and that person sitting right there waiting for her to get off the phone. So she will try to avoid you. So you'll probably find her disappearing, you know, like the Houdini, just disappearing out of her like. And then, you know, she could be very clever. You know, let me get my what I'm going to say when I finally do talk to you. You understand? And last but not least, brother Charles, you know, she gets easily annoyed and angry with you. She might be doing that to put the blame on you, or I think a lot of times when people are doing that, they're rationalizing their behavior in their own minds and believe that they're doing nothing wrong. You know what I mean? Like, there are some people that will be in a committed relationship, right? And they will kiss another man, but because they didn't have sex, they didn't feel like that was something wrong. It was just a little kiss. or maybe they grind with this person when they was together, but because they didn't take off their clothes, it wasn't nothing bad. It's just a little flirt. See, cheating is in the mind of the beholder. You're right? Because if they don't feel like they are cheating, you damn sure can't make them feel like they're cheating. You understand? And so that is a self thing behavior that they have to. Usually means they probably having some personal issues on their own, trying to, they're so busy making themselves feel special that they can't even see their own bad behavior. All right? Charles, I really hope this helped you, brother. Like I told you, I'm not an expert. I just had my share of ups and downs in relationships, and I've learned a lot in it. And I hope somehow something I've said on this episode right here, I hope it helps you. Because one thing I absolutely know about is it hurts when you're committed. It's hurt when you're giving your all to somebody and they don't give it back. And one thing I know about karma is that whatever you do to others, whether in the light or the dark, one day somebody's going to step into your life and do the same exact thing to you. No one escapes that, I can promise you. My first relationship I've ever had, I was around about 17 or 18, and it hurt my heart. You know what I mean? Years later, I found out that the same person had been hurt after that from somebody who did the very same thing that she did to me. And although I didn't have that conversation with her, just me being able to be aware that happened, it gave me a little understanding, because I'm not going to say solace and like revenge or nothing like that, because you can't make nobody do nothing that they don't want to do. You understand? If they're going to be committed to you, they're going to always be committed to you. If they're not, ain't a goddamn thing you could do. All right? You just got to ask yourself, are you going to stay there for that type of behavior? That's what you got to ask yourself. All right? I absolutely hope that this conversation help you. All right? I know how hard it is. And love hurts, especially when you in love. Love hurts, and it's probably better sometimes to not even fall in love if you can't handle the possibility of falling out of love or somebody who's not as committed as you, because it can be emotionally draining. That's why I'm so glad I do what I do, because see, this show allows me to help other people, and in helping other people, I also help myself. And that's a beautiful thing, I'll tell you, it's a beautiful thing. All right? Like always, I hate to leave you, but I gotta go. All right? If you got a question, you can go to BashaniRadio.com and click on the Late Night Love, Benny Love tab, and leave me a question right there in the top with your email and your name. And I promise you, I get an overwhelming responses of emails. But all I got to say is this. The ones that stand out that I think is going to add the most value to the most people are usually the ones I pick. But even we have slow weeks, and if we do, I may pick one of yours too. So, but like Charles' question, I thought it was legitimate, because a lot of times men, I'm always getting that question from women. Rarely do men want to put themselves out there that they may or may not been cheated on or being cheated on. And men have feelings too. Right? Oh, man. Here's what I absolutely know. I love you, and you can't do a damn thing about it. But one thing I do know, you can start today of taking care of numero uno, and that's yourself. Damn, I love you so much. I am Benny Love, the Chief Love Officer, right here on Bashani Radio. Download the Bashani Radio app to get this episode and all other episodes, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com exclusively. You can't find this on the other platforms, baby. This is exclusive right here for Bashani Radio app, baby, or BashaniRadio.com. That's the only place you can find the sexiest show in the world. I can promise you that right there. And there's only one Benny Love, baby. And that will be me. So I'm going to leave you with this, Charles. You got a decision to make. Go back and listen to this at least twice and see if anything I say made sense to your soul. Try not to pay attention to your mind, but see if anything I said made sense to your soul. Our intuition is incredibly accurate. The problem is we are oftentimes smothering it because we don't really want to know the truth. And a lot of times the truth can help you and set you free for real. It might hurt, but one thing I can tell you, if you are a good man, and I'm going to go for this, good man, or if you're a good woman, the universe eventually will bring your counterpart your ways, and it'll be time for you to experience ecstasy without all the hoopla and without all the stuff that makes relationships hurt so bad. But like I always say, it's the suffering that shifts you to success in whatever you do, whether that's relationships, love, money, or whatever it is. You got to suffer, and it's the suffering that takes you there, right? I promise you, we went over a little bit today. We usually done in 30 minutes. It's like 42 minutes right now, and my engineer is telling me, get off this the microphone. It's hard for me to get off because I love you guys so much, all right? So make sure you go over to BashaniRadio.com and click on the Late Night with Benny Love tab, and leave me a question or listen to some of the other episodes, all right? I promise you, I'll try to get as many questions as possible, okay? I love you, and you can't do a damn thing about it. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. And remember, before you can love anybody, you have to love yourself. Good night.
All new Bashani Radio app for iPhone and Android. You may be in quarantine, but you are not home alone. Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, and money-making Manhattan, home of Bashani Radio app.
New York, here we come!
From Wall Street to the boogie down Bronx, keep it locked in. We started from the bottom. Now we here. Bashani Radio app, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Now we here.